see, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket eagle, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook, at Call Your Equipment, Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm doing a special series on athletes during this COVID-19 period that we're in, and I asked Brian Kane, who's a mental performance coach, to join me here on The Mark White Show today. Now, Brian has cutting-edge strategies to help you achieve the elite mindset, culture, and consistency required to succeed at the highest levels of competition. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Brian Kane.
Mark, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
We're in a different time right now that is really unprecedented for our generation, but we have young athletes and older athletes alike that have had to put their normal practices and things of that nature on hold in some circumstances because the games are not being played. Tell us about some of the changes that are taking place right now when it comes to athletics.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like everyone is getting an example of what I would call that career transition time. It's like everyone has had their athletic career come to a screeching halt, and this is what it's like when your career comes to an end. You know, it's almost like they get a little mini window into that. And with some of the professional college athletes I'm working with, you know, my advice to them, or the high school athletes to them, is that use this as an opportunity to explore yourself and what you would want to do outside of athletics because you have the time. And with athletes and coaches that are so committed to what they do, and it's nose to the grindstone until they grind the nose off and just full send all the time. And that's, you know, the athletes I've worked with at Auburn and Alabama and Stanford and UAB, they're all that way. They're highly committed, so that they have to be, you know, to be able to have the levels of success to get there. But this is an opportunity, not obviously the one that they would want, but this is an opportunity that is giving them a chance to explore some things about themselves that maybe they've never would have had the chance to do. So today, as I was doing, you know, Zoom calls, which is like, you know, FaceTime or Skype with some top of college athletic programs, one of the questions I asked was, what's been the blessing in disguise from all of this? And what have you done and learned about yourself that maybe you would have never even thought of or had the chance to if it wasn't for the corona season? And it's been amazing some of the responses that you get when people actually press pause and they reflect and they stop feeling sorry for themselves and they stop thinking about the negative of the situation and they start to look at, well, what am I actually getting out of this? What can I get out of this? And they stop playing the victim mindset and they start thinking about being the victor.
Brian, can you imagine an average athlete spending this time right now during the COVID-19 crisis to enhance their ability as an athlete and coming out on the backside of this thing where they are an above average athlete at this point?
But no question. And it's going to happen. The only question is for the people listening to this, is it going to happen to you? And I shouldn't say happen to you. I should say happen for you. Because life is never happening to you. Life is always happening for you. That's the power of perspective. That's the power of mindset. And mindset dramatically impacts performance, right? And it's not by chance that you're going to come out of the COVID-19 season a better athlete than maybe you went in. That's by choice. But the choice you have to make is stop playing defense and feeling sorry for yourself, which is the natural human response, right? But we have to respond to our response, and we have to play offense. What does it mean to play offense? It means you have a plan for what you're going to do each day, such as, call my friend Dr. Rob Gilbert, who's a professor at Montclair State in New Jersey in sports psychology. Mark, he has a hotline called Success Hotline. And all you have to do is call every day and listen for 3 minutes. He's been leaving messages since January 1992, a three-minute message every day. He's about 10,700 deep. If you just call and listen every day, that 3 minutes can give you hope. That 3 minutes can give you strategy. That 3 minutes can change your life. The phone number, 973-743-4690. 973-743-4690. He gives me strategies that I use every day. He gives strategies that you can use as a high school and college athlete who's still competing, for sure. The other thing that I think you can do to help you to come out of the corona season more successful, again, not by chance, but by choice, is I just came out with what I call the 30 Days to Mental Performance Mastery Program for athletes. And there's some high school athletes in Alabama who I work with that are actually going through this right now, and they're doing a little a lot. They're watching a video, reading an article that goes with it on a daily basis, and they're going to come out with a mindset that they would have never had the time to invest into if they were busy with their athletic season. And it's available to anyone at briankane.com. Just click on athletes and you'll see the 30 Days to Mental Performance Mastery Program that's available so you can grow your mindset during this time. Because the key right now is to do what you can with what you have. And you have time. And you have time at home. So what are you doing to better yourself?
I have Marla Townsend. She was a softball coach at UAB, and she's a regular on my show. And she talks about mental toughness. People may have thought they were mentally tough prior to this, but they're finding out that maybe they're not as tough as they thought, and they're going to have to get with it to get that mental toughness back in place and to know that when you have real challenges, that's when it tests your mental toughness.
No question. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know I've worked with Marla for probably the last 8 years or so of her career. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, one of the best ever. If you go to YouTube and type in Brian Kane UAB softball, there's a tremendous video that was done during one of her games where they interview her during the game, and she talks all about the mental game of softball. It'd be fun for your listeners for sure. Maybe share the link in your notes, but you're absolutely right. You know, and my friend Sean Haggerty, who was a Navy SEAL and a Navy SEAL instructor and has since retired, he says this all the time. He says, anyone can be a Navy SEAL when it's 85, it's sunny, and we're not at war. He says, but that's not when we need Navy SEALs. He says, we need Navy SEALs when it's cold, when it's dark, when it's raining, and that crack that you hear is not thunder, but other people who want you dead and they're shooting after you. And that's kind of an analogy for where we're at right now is, you know, everyone's mindset is good when they're doing what they want to do and things are going your way and you're playing well and you're getting results. Let's find out what your mindset is when times are hard, when it's cold, when it's dark, when it's raining, when you're cooped up in your house for 30 straight days. Can you find ways to be productive? Because you don't need a gym to get a good workout in. It's called body weight exercises, right? You need your room. You need your body to get a workout in. You don't need to have a coach to teach you how to be successful. You have what's called YouTube University, right? And a person who set a world record in the javelin, you know where they learned to throw the javelin? Watching videos on YouTube. The person did not have a coach.
That is amazing. I'm looking right here, Brian. You're the number one international best-selling author and one of the world's foremost authorities on mental performance. You have actually worked with NCAA national champions and hundreds of athletes in the UFC, NBA, PGA, NFL, NHL, and MLB. You offer one-on-one coaching. You do keynote speaking, which I know is a little different right now, but you also do team consulting. And as you said prior to this, you were doing Zoom, so you're utilizing tools to bring people together to still be able to offer your services.
Correct. And I mean, I just did a Zoom call for the last 90 minutes with the Reno High School baseball team in Nevada. I was on earlier today with the Brown women's lacrosse team. I was on today with one of my golfers she's a professional golfer on what's called the Symetra Tour, which is the step right before the LPGA. So I'm able to utilize, for what I do, and I realize not everyone is this fortunate, and is I'm able to utilize Zoom to still get face-to-face with people, to still do the teaching and the coaching that we need to do. So if anybody's interested in providing that service for their team, because the one thing I know about coaches listening to this, and I know you have a big following of coaches is and CEOs, is that right now, the professional development, the opportunity to develop your mental game, the opportunity to develop your culture has never been more important than it is right now during the corona season. And it's never been easier because with Wi-Fi, with laptops and phones, you can get everybody on the same call at the same time, pretty much from the comfort of their own home. So the ability to be able to teach that way is something that is paramount right now. And it's something that I've had a passion for and have been developing and getting better at day to day the more I do it, and would love the opportunity to share my message and share the systems and strategies, more importantly, because a message might inspire you for a short period of time, but a strategy can change your life forever. So when I work with teams, I try not just to say, hey, be positive. You know, everyone knows that. They're going to say, okay, what else you got for me? You know, but I try to give them strategies that they can use to develop what I call the 10 pillars of mental performance mastery, which are those 10 skills that we need to succeed, especially during turbulent times.
You shared earlier a phone number for people to call to get a 3-minute message, but I would like to encourage people also to go to briankane.com. You have some tremendous articles that can be read and people can start to understand. One of the things that I'm noticing, my coach used to tell me, I was a place kicker, Mark, get your mind right. When you're kicking or playing golf or basketball or any sport, your mind definitely has to be ready and prepared to take on that challenge.
No question. And what does it mean to get your mind right? To get your mind right simply means you're focused on what you can control and you're executing on what I call the 3 P's. You're in the present moment, one kick at a time, one shot at a time for the golfers listening to this, one pitch at a time for your baseball, softball players. You're focused on staying in the present moment, right? Being where your feet are. You're focused on your process of asking yourself, what's the thing that I can control? When you're focused on things you can control, you're working within your process. When you're focused on things outside of your control, you're wasting time. And the third P is to be productive. And the easiest way to be productive is to simply ask yourself, Mark, what's the next best move? What's the next best move I can take right now? And then actually take it, because nothing changes until you do. Nothing happens until you make it happen. I like to talk about ACE, acting in action changes everything. And a guest who I'd recommend you get on your podcast is now a football coach there right at UAB. Joe Craddock was a quarterback at Middle Tennessee State. He's from Alabama. He was offensive coordinator for the University of Arkansas, and now he's coaching at UAB. And, you know, I've worked with Joe for a number of years. He and both him and Marla would be tremendous to get on there to talk about how they use the mental game and a lot of things that we've talked about, as would softball coach Patrick Murphy from the University of Alabama. When we won the national championship together in 2012, they used a lot of what we are talking about here with the mental game and one pitch at a time, staying in the present, having a process, being productive.
I love it, man. I love this, Brian. And one of the things people also can do to test the waters, get their feet wet, so to speak, is to look at the free courses that are offered on your website and then take that step. That's your first step. And then your second step is to get in touch with Brian Kane and become part of the performance program and utilizing the strategies that he offers. And again, that website is briankane.com. Brian, I have enjoyed this conversation this afternoon.
Mark, well, I appreciate you having me. And, you know, I know it's difficult times. And the key is to always understand the attitude that you take is a decision that you make. Life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. Sometimes you just have to dig a little bit deeper to find out what that for is that is happening for you.
Folks, we have been talking to Brian Kane, mental performance coach, cutting-edge strategies to help you achieve the elite mindset, culture, and consistency required to succeed at the highest levels of competition. Thank you so much for joining me today, Brian, and I hope you continue to teach these young athletes what they need to be mentally tough and prepared when season starts.
Thanks, Mark. And the season will start. This too shall pass. And I hope that I can develop a relationship with your listeners and be able to continue to feed them some positivity and some strategies around mental performance. They can always engage with me on social media, Twitter, and Instagram at Brian Kane, Peak, BrianPeak. Thanks again for having me. It's truly been a pleasure.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Broken people on a journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something.